Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoists Dharm Dhwaja on spire of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya, says the flag represents the renaissance of Indian civilization. Mr. Modi asserts democracy is in DNA of India. Nation observes 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur. Prime Minister to release a special coin and commemorative stamp in Kurukshetra, Haryana. SBI says new labour codes will drive economy by generating 77 lakh new jobs. Pakistan strikes Afghanistan's coast province, 10 civilians including 9 children killed. IMD says ash clouds from Ethiopia's volcano to move towards China by this evening. And in cricket, South Africa takes a lead of 508 runs against India in second innings of second test match in Guwahati. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hoisted Dharma Dhwaja on the spire of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya, Uttar Pradesh. This marks the completion of the temple's construction, ushering in a new chapter of cultural celebration and national unity. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said this flag represents the renaissance of Indian civilization. He said this sacred flag will stand as a testament that truth ultimately triumphs over falsehood. The Prime Minister said the democracy is in the DNA of this country.
Bharat loktantra ki janani hai. Loktantra hamare DNA mein hai. Tamil Nadu ke uttari hisse mein Uttir Merur gaon hai. Wahan hazaron varsh pehle ka ek shilalekh hai. Usme bataya gaya hai ki us kalkhand mein bhi कैसे लोकतांत्रिक तरीके से शासन व्यवस्था चलती थी, लोग कैसे सरकार चुनते थे, लेकिन हमारे यहाँ तो गुलामी की मानसिकता के कारण इस भारत की कितनी ही पीढ़ियों को इस जानकारी से भी वंचित रखा गया।
He said the central government is working for the upliftment of each and every person, particularly the marginalized sections of society. He said Ram does not discriminate, and the government is also moving forward with the same spirit. He said the nation should be proud of its culture and leave the mindset of slavery.
जब हम अपनी पहचान भूलते हैं, तो हम स्वयं को खो देते हैं। और जब पहचान लौटती है, तो राष्ट्र का आत्मविश्वास भी लौट आता है। देश को आगे बढ़ना है तो अपनी विरासत पर गर्व करना होगा। अपनी विरासत पर गर्व के साथ साथ एक और बात भी महत्वपूर्ण है और वो है गुलामी की मानसिकता से पूरी तरह मुक्ति।
We have more from our correspondent.
तेनो ब्रह्मपातिर्दाधातो प्रेखादशवामारुता कृष्णीमातारा
Amidst chants of Jai Shri Ram, the reverberating sound of Shankh Dhwani and presence of thousands Ram Bhakts arrived at Ayodhya from different corners of this globe, the Dharma Dhwaja hoisted on the day of auspicious Vivah Panchami and in Abhijit Muhurt. The process started at 11:40 a.m. when PM pressed the button and flag installed at 11:50 a.m. The entire process took around 4 minutes. After that, Prime Minister saluted the flag by showering flowers. The right-angle triangular flag or Dharma Dhwaja, measuring 10 feet in height and 20 feet in length, bears the image of a radiant sun symbolizing the brilliance and valor of Bhagwan Sri Ram, with an om inscribed on it, along with image of Kovidar tree. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Ayodhya.
The 350th Shahidi Divas of the 9th Guru of Sikhs Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji is being observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji on the occasion. He will visit Kurukshetra this evening to participate in a special program commemorating the 350th Shahidi Divas. During the program, Mr. Modi will release a special coin and commemorative stamp marking the 350th Shahidi Divas of the revered Guru. To honour the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur, central government is observing a year-long commemoration. More from our correspondent.
During his visit, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate a newly constructed building, Panchajanya, which has been designed in honour of the sacred conch of Lord Krishna. Later, Mr. Modi will perform darshan and puja at the Brahma Sarovar, one of the country's most sacred pilgrimage sites associated with the divine revelation of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. This visit coincides with the ongoing International Gita Mahotsav, which is currently being held in Kurukshetra from 15th November to 5th December. With Dipendra, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that 29 labour laws have been simplified and grouped into 4 labour codes to minimise paperwork and reduce approval requirements. Speaking at the National Trade Leaders Conference in New Delhi, he said the new labour codes promote better labour practices, ensure occupational safety for workers, guarantee minimum wages at the national level, and extend social security benefits, including for gig workers.
It ensures good practices, the occupational safety of our workmen, minimum wages at a national level for all workers, social security, including for gig workers. In a way, it provides opportunities for our sisters and daughters, women folk, to come into the formal workforce. It is truly a game changer.
The implementation of the new labour codes will significantly boost the economy and reduce unemployment rate in the country. According to a report by the State Bank of India, the new labour codes could reduce unemployment by up to 1.3%, which would translate into additional employment generation of 77 lakh. A report.
The report by SBI highlighted that the implementation of the new labour codes, which came into effect on the 21st of this month, will increase the share of formalisation in the labour force by at least 15%, pushing total formal workers to 75.5% from the current estimated share of 60.4%. The report also pointed that social sector coverage could rise to 85%, strengthening the country's labour ecosystem. The report stated that with a savings rate of 30%, the reforms could result in a consumption rise. This would lead to an overall consumption boost of 75,000 crore over the medium term, giving a major push to domestic spending and economic growth. SBI noted that around 44 crore people in the country currently work in the unorganized sector, out of which nearly 31 crore workers are registered on the e-Shram portal. With this transition, country's social security coverage is expected to reach 80 to 85% in the next 2 to 3 years. With Bhupendra's report, Abhishek Mukhopadhyay for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Ministry of Finance has said the last date for eligible employees and past retirees under the National Pension System NPS to opt for Unified Pension Scheme, UPS, is the 30th of this month. By opting for UPS, employees retain the flexibility to switch back to NPS at a later date should they choose to exercise it. The Finance Ministry had notified the UPS for eligible central government employees through a notification in January this year. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. In Afghanistan, 10 civilians, including 9 children, were killed after Pakistani forces struck a residential area in Khost province. According to the Afghan government, the attack took place shortly after midnight and targeted the home of a local resident, reigniting concerns about escalating hostilities along the border. Spokesperson in the Afghan government has said the strike occurred around 12 a.m. Pakistani invading forces bombed the house of a local civilian resident. He said 9 children, including 5 boys, 4 girls, and 1 woman died in the attack. The latest strike in Khost has now raised fears of another cycle of violence as tensions once again spike along the volatile border region. Earlier in October this year, Pakistan launched airstrikes in Kabul, Khost, Jalalabad and Paktika, triggering retaliatory action by the Afghan Taliban. The Indian Meteorological Department has said the recent ash clouds from the volcanic eruption in Ethiopia are expected to move from India towards China by this evening. Talking to Akashwani News, Director General of IMD Mrityunjay Mohapatra said the ash cloud is affecting only aircraft operations and has no impact on the weather or air quality.
Volcanic ash, which developed over Ethiopian region, it moves towards Indian region and reached near Gujarat and Rajasthan by evening of yesterday. Thereafter, it is moving towards east-northeast across northern parts of the country. And by evening of today, it will be moving out of Indian region and reaching China. It has no impact on the weather or air quality over Indian region.
The IMD has forecast dense fog conditions in isolated pockets of Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura and northwestern Uttar Pradesh today. According to the Met Department, there will be a fall in minimum temperature by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over parts of northwest India during the next 2 days. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the air quality index AQI in Delhi was recorded at 359 as of 1 p.m. today. In view of the poor air quality, the Commission for Air Quality Management has imposed Stage 3 of the Graded Response Action Plan in the national capital and adjoining areas. At the 56th edition of the International Film Festival of India, cine lovers gathered to pay homage to Dharmendra. Akashwani brings an exclusive coverage.
Noted film director Rahul Ravel recollected some memorable moments that he had spent with Dharampaji. Rahul Ravel had launched Sunny Deol in his film Betar, which went on to become a super hit.
He's been the idol of one of the best looking people. We had an iconic actor and a wonderful human being, which was a great human being. I had a long association with him.
Spanning a glorious career of 6 decades, Dharmendra started his cine journey with the film Dil Bhi Tera, Hum Bhi Tere in 1960. Earlier in the day, filmmaker Jigar Nagra along with producer Jitendra Mishra presented their film The Whispers of the Mountains at the festival. Shot in Rajsamand and Udaipur districts, the film follows a father and son navigating questions of survival, development and environmental responsibility. Film screenings scheduled today are The Last Viking, My Father's Shadow and Black Rabbit, White Rabbit, who have their India premiere today. Tapan Sinha's 1990 classic Ek Doctor Ki Maut will also be screened today. With Adarsh and Nikhil, this is Saira Mushtaba from IFFI, Goa.
The portals of the sacred Badrinath temple in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand will be closed for the winter season this afternoon, marking the formal conclusion of this year's Chardham Yatra. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading with modest gains in afternoon trade today. The Sensex added 146 points to 85,046, while the Nifty rose 46 points to 26,006 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, realty, PSU banks and pharma were leading the gains, while media, IT and consumer durables were dragging the most. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange was trading in the positive territory. The mid-cap index was marginally up and the small-cap index added over 0.1% a short while ago. South Africa has taken a massive lead of 510 runs against India in the second innings of the second test match at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. South Africa scored 224 runs, losing 4 wickets when reports last came in. Indian bowler Ravindra Jadeja bagged 3 wickets. Earlier, India was bundled out for 201 runs in its first innings on day 3. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoists Dharm Dhwaja on spire of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya, says the flag represents renaissance of Indian civilization. Mr. Modi asserts democracy is in the DNA of India. Nation observes 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur. Prime Minister to release a special coin and commemorative stamp in Kurukshetra, Haryana. SBI says new labor codes will drive economy by generating 77 lakh new jobs. Pakistan strikes on Afghanistan's coast province, 10 civilians including 9 children killed. IMD says ash clouds from Ethiopia's volcano to move towards China by this evening. And in cricket, South Africa take a lead of 510 runs against India in second innings of second test match in Guwahati. With that, we end the midday news.